For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It's like a hot board. We got a lot to talk about here. An hour from now, a daily mock at 1 o'clock, so it's a couple days away from the start of the 2025 NFL draft. We'll get to you people as well, check in with them. And, of course, more on the Jalen Milroe situation. If he was there for the Eagles' second round, should they take him? I say yes, Hugh says yes, and then we debate the idea of it would be a big deal. It's a big deal the Phillies lost last night. I want wins over the Mets, Hugh. I'm tired of losing to the New York Mets, especially up in New York. Let's talk to Devin Caney. She covers the Phillies for us here at WIP. Phillies off a loss last night. Back at it tonight with Sanchez on the mound. Devin, how you doing?
Devin.
I'd be doing better if the Phillies won last night, guys, but I'm doing okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
We're the same as you. We want to win, and we're tired of losing to the Mets. All right, Devin, let's talk about where the Phillies are at, especially off of last night. When you watch them right now, what's the part of the team that is the most frustrating for you off of, because they're 8-9 their last 17. They're not bad, but they're kind of stuck in this, like, 500 rut the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Kyle mentioned it's kind of like the chicken and the egg situation when it comes to, you know, the pitching bullpen and the bats not really, you know, providing them the runs that they need. But for me, throughout the season so far, and I know that we're still pretty early into the season, it's the bullpen. And it really concerns me because the more I watch this Phillies bullpen, the more I don't think that this team can win a playoff series with the current pen that they have. And it's really worrisome to me because I don't know how you fix it. I think it should have been an issue that Dave Dombrowski addressed in the offseason. And now, I mean, they have the trade deadline and you can go out and get a guy. I know Mason Miller's name is one that always pops up, but they're going to ask for a lot back for a guy like Mason Miller. And I'm not sure what you can get back and who the Phillies are going to be willing to part with. And I think that Dave Dombrowski and this Phillies organization needs to sit down and decide, like, do we want to win right now? Are we willing to trade away a guy like Justin Crawford in order to bring in the closer that we need? Because I think that's what it's going to take in order for the Phillies to win a World Series. They need to bring in more help in their bullpen.
You know what, Dev, I'm kind of curious because we know the bullpen troubles and we've seen that, you know, it was on display last night. But are we starting to worry a little bit about Aaron Nolan, his starts?
Yeah. Yeah, I certainly worry about Nola starting 0-5, and I know that Rob Thomson has his back, you know, in his pre- and post-game availabilities where he says, you know, he doesn't pitch well in the cold. Okay, well, he's going to have to pitch well, you know, hopefully in October when he's going to have to step up. You know, it's early in the season. He never starts too hot. Like, I just feel like I keep hearing excuses from Rob Thomson and, you know, yeah, he's going to give up a home run, but at least, you know, it's a solo home run and not a multi-run home run. And thankfully, you know, Juan Soto's was called fouled last night, but then they just ended up hitting another one off of Ruiz in the seventh inning anyway. So it's frustrating. It's concerning. I don't know, again, what the solution is. The good thing is with the starting rotation, I mean, Aaron Nola's under contract for years, so hopefully he can and will figure it out. It is long season, but you know, they have other guys. They have Ranger Suarez, who's, you know, rehabbing. They have Andrew Painter, who will hopefully be up with the Phillies in the starting rotation, not the bullpen, by July. For me, it's still just those relievers that's the most worrisome, even though Aaron Nola has dropped to the, in my opinion, like honestly, least reliable pitcher, and I'm including Taijuan Walker in that so far this season.
Well, he has been, yeah. I mean, his numbers are pretty stark, how poor Nola's been. All right, so I agree with you on Mason Miller or the idea of going out and get like a big-time relief pitcher, but as we know, and that's not going to happen till, you know, late June, early July. Teams aren't going to just give up in April. So we got, to me, Devin, we got to find a short-term solution before the long-term. So let's talk about Ranger, because you mentioned Taijuan. Have you seen enough from Taijuan that you'd be comfortable asking Ranger to go to the bullpen? He's done that before. We know he's been able to pitch out of the bullpen. Because the way I look at it, Devin, is if Taijuan is decent, I'll just leave him as the fifth starter, and I could use Ranger to help out in the bullpen. Where do you come down on that idea?
About that, and I think Ranger would be great in the bullpen. And, you know, like we've talked about, they certainly could use the help. I don't know if Ranger would be willing to do that, or if it would cause, you know, tension within the organization, because Ranger's deal is up. You know, he has the big agent now. Like, I just don't know if that would be a move that would go over well with Ranger. I don't know what he wants, but I'd certainly consider it. I also don't, I mean, Taijuan Walker, I know, is a starting pitcher, but I wonder what his efficacy would be if he went to the bullpen. So they do have guys. I mean, if Ranger comes back and is fully healthy and good to go, you bring up Andrew Painter. Now, all of a sudden, you have more than enough guys for starting rotation, and you do have to decide, you know, who's going to move to the bullpen and if that will help and be more effective than what they've got now.
All right, let's talk about a positive. About a week and a half, I guess, we're in now of Bryson Stott as the leadoff hitter against righties. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, I'm not sure, because I felt like Stott needed to earn that before you just put him up there. But, Devin, I do like what I'm seeing there, because Stott works a good at-bat. He's been hitting well, certainly better than last year, and it does give that protection for Bryce with Schwarber behind him. What have you thought, you know, about almost 2 weeks now of Stott hitting a leadoff against righties?
I love it, and I have to admit, I'm proven wrong. I had to shout out John Ritchie from the morning show. Like, I would kind of make fun of him or poke fun of him because he was obsessed with Bryson Stott leading off, you know, heading into this season. He'd be like, why not Bryson Stott? Why not Bryson Stott? And I'm like, are you crazy? Because Bryson Stott was coming off a really down year offensively. It turned out he had that arm muscular injury, whatever it was, throughout most of last season. But I've been proven wrong. I mean, Bryson Stott is doing really, really well in that leadoff spot. I think that this is the lineup that's working for the Phillies. That being said, you know, as much as the bullpen and Aaron Nola and some of the starting rotation has been concerning so far this season, you got to score more runs, you know, throughout more than just the eighth inning of the game. Like the offense really isn't giving Nola much help. And him in particular, I think they've scored the least amount of runs when Nola starts. So that being said, like, I do want to see a little bit more from the bats, and Bryson Stott came through last night, but then you have Trey Turner striking out, Bryce Harper striking out to end the game. Those guys need to step up when it matters most.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about Richie in the morning show, because I think I owe them an apology too, because every time it came up when you guys were on, when you were on with them, or just I was listening to them any day, Stott was always part of it, and I shook my head. I was like, what are we talking about? He's not ready to be a leadoff hitter, but they were on it. They included him in that conversation because of John, and he's done a good job so far. All right, Devin, let's talk about Alec Bohm. 8-game hitting streak. It's certainly been a little bit better. I mean, his overall numbers are still really poor, but it's been better. Do you feel like Bohm is coming out of it? Is it more just, hey, he's got some singles and we're not there yet? What do you feel on Bohm? Because they do need him to be better than he's been the first 3 weeks. You know, no question about that.
I feel good about Bohm. I heard you guys talking about him earlier in the show, so I'm not sure you'll agree with me here, but I think I'll take the hitting streak. I know he's not hitting home runs, but what have we, you know, talked about and harped on throughout last season, throughout last postseason and the offseason is they need to focus more on small ball and not swing for the fences, because that leads to chasing, and chasing is what kind of was this lineup's downfall against the Mets in the postseason last year. So I think as long as Alec Bohm is continuing his streak, he's making contact, he's getting on base, that's what you want from a guy like him. I mean, obviously hitting home runs would be great too, but I'm not going to fault him for that. Like, it's still April. I'll take what I can get from from Alec Boehm right now. It's better than nothing.
Well, that's for sure. It's better. It's Hugh. It's, the Boehm thing is better than the first couple weeks. He's at least hitting the ball a little bit.
Yeah, he's making contact because the first couple weeks, boy, it was rough.
Well, yeah, it was rough. Well, he actually was hitting the ball hard just at people. All right, Phillies and the Mets tonight and tomorrow. Sanchez on the mound. I mean, Devin, he has pitched every game after Nola, and he's won every game so far. He's been the ultimate stopper. They could really use another Sanchez big start tonight because he seems to follow all these Nola losses with wins. I think we could all use that tonight.
And Christopher Sanchez has quickly become my favorite starting pitcher to watch on the Phillies, and it's probably because they're winning when he goes out there. But aside from that, I need to see this offense get going a bit earlier. Like, where are the guys who are scoring in the first and second innings that we saw this past week at Citizens Bank Park? That's what I want to see up at Citi Field tonight.
Yeah, let's get a win. Otherwise, I'm going to be angry tomorrow of losing two in a row to the Mets. I'm tired of losing that team. Devin, appreciate you hopping on as always, and we'll catch up soon and enjoy the game tonight.
Have a good one.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There she goes. Devin Caney covering the Phils
she
there.
Hung up on us,
I don't think she hung up. I think it's the
timing.
Well, it's a little connect.
Zoom can be a little tough.
We got her on video. Yeah. So it's a little bit different than a phone call. But we're happy to have her on video and, of course, on the phone there. Do you guys feel better about where Boehm is? I mean, some hits are falling. Can we sprinkle in a home run once in a while? Just like that, a double.
No.
Trying to turn the corner.
Singles.
That's asking a lot.
Trying to turn the corner.
6'5".
Big dude.
Singles hitter.
Yeah.
I just want a home run. Can I have one, a home?
One or two.
Well, I mean, remember when he first came up, Kyle, the idea was eventually he would turn into.
Yeah.
Like the power would come because look at his body. I mean, he's 6'5". Mm-hmm. He's a third baseman, and it's never really arrived.
What was it last year that he gained 15 pounds?
Oh, the muscle. Yeah.
That didn't
matter. Mm-hmm. I could use a home run on a bone one of these days. But yeah, the 8-game hitting streak, it's better than nothing for sure. All right. And that is interesting about Sanchez. He's become the ultimate stopper here because he pitches after Nola. They've won every, I think, what have they won? Like 11 Sanchez starts in a row dating back to last year. He's become the guy that comes in to clean it up after Nola loses. So hopefully it works tonight.
The cleanup
we
guy.
We need a win because it is frustrating right now. 215-592-9494. Back to your phone calls here on the Phils. What's frustrating the most? The offense, the bullpen, or the overall pitching? It's Hugh, I know you were on the situational hitting and the guys in scoring position and the bats last night.
Yeah, that right there is something that I look at. Because let's be honest, if you break it down, last night's Nola performance is kind of in lockstep with his other performances.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have had better timely hitting with guys in position or on base, probably the game would have been a lot different.
Well, yeah, and if they had put some runs early on the board, perhaps they do something different with the bullpen in the 7th and 8th. It's not Ruiz in there. I mean, everything changes, but they didn't do anything till the 9th, but Nola continues to be not great, and the bullpen is just a disaster right now. 215-592-9494, plus Jalen Milroe. If he's on the board in the 2nd round, should the Eagles take him? Would it be a big deal for Jalen Hurts? Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Huge old Kyle, what's up, man?
Hey, Terrence, what's up?
All right, guys, I'm out on the mirror thing. I feel like, and I heard you guys say, I heard you say that it's good to have a backup plan, mm-hmm. I mean, cover your ass. But I feel like Jalen's only 26, and I feel like that's not a need right now. I feel like most of our need is on defense right now. I feel like that's this whole draft, I feel like that's our priority should be on, focusing on them holes that we have, because we know we have a lot of holes with the number of players that we lost. So I feel like we should focus on that, because I don't think it'll affect Jalen Hurts, because he's that kind of player. If you bring another quarterback in, it won't affect him. But I feel like the whole reason we got Jalen Hurts is because Carson Wentz stinked. He was ass. That's why we went to the backup plan, and we secured a QB with Jalen Hurts. And as for the Philadelphia Phillies, I told Kyle this, man. Nola's cooked. He's cooked. This guy's not dependable for a start anymore. To me, he hasn't been dependable on the last 3 years for a start, if you ask me. And we knew this coming in the season. We knew in the offseason when we heard Milton say money wasn't an issue. When we had a chance to get Soto, the Mets went out and they got better, right?
Yep.
And I feel like if we would have went and at least tried to get Soto, that would have made our lineup so much better. The Mets ain't that much better than us, but you know what Soto brings to it? Brings a different. The pitcher's got to change their approach to the lineup. He brings that, you know what I mean, that energy to the lineup where you have to pitch these guys a certain way. And the Phillies had a chance, Lombroski and Milton had a chance to make this team better. They want to go to run it back.
They want to run it back. We ain't got no seasoning.
So speaking of that, I know we're trying this new lineup, but just like think about this for a second. We start our lineup with Bryson Stott and Trey Turner. They're not bad, right? They start their lineup with Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto.
Seasoning.
There's some swagger to those two.
Seasoning.
Swag.
You know, yeah, Stott and Turner, that's not exactly swagger. It's a little different.
Yeah, man. And so to me, the Mets, they're not going nowhere. And to me, the Mets are to us when we hardly play the Dodgers. The Mets come in and they take a tour. To me, it's starting to get mentally with the Mets ever since we played them last year.
Yeah, they get up for you. I do think you're onto something there. They get up to beat the Phillies. And for whatever reason, the Phillies just have no energy when they're playing the Mets. It's annoying.
And they only want to get up to play the Dodgers.
Yeah, and but unfortunately, the Dodgers aren't in our division. Like, the Mets games are more important. We're taking those games seriously. I need to beat the Mets. All right, Terrence, what's your guess here for Hughes Clues? What's he talking about today?
I'm going to take Kyle as a fruit roll-up guy.
I could see that.
I was, yeah.
Yeah, I could see
that.
Yeah. Fruit roll-up was a big deal today.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Terrence, not it, but a fair question. I think, you know what? People are actually listening today. The answers have followed your clues.
Yes.
They haven't got there yet. But this is some of the better listening we've gotten in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time, a couple days.
Might be longer than that.
I think when I said last week, it challenged people. Because when you think about some of the stuff that we talk about, it's a good chance that what this is was talked about recently.
Probably was.
Yeah, because it's like, listen, we don't have long-term memory. We don't do that well over here. So we don't, you know what I mean? Just listen.
Long term, short term.
Doesn't
matter. Let's go to John in Somerdale. What's up, John?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey, John. What's up?
Listen, let's talk about the Phillies. Everybody's talking about the bullpen. I get it. It's a problem. It's an issue. You let Hoffman walk. You let Estevez walk. I get it. But I think the main thing that's really, you know, making me pissed off is Dombrowski and how cheap he is at the deadline, man. He's afraid to take risks. If he builds teams well, he goes out and gets players and signs them, whatever, you know, Turner, Harper, blah, 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 $300 million contracts. But I think he's just afraid to, like, take that next step. He's afraid to give up prospects. Like, look at the Yankees last year. They went and they got Juan Soto, right? Mm-hmm. They gave up Michael King and a number of other guys. Like, he's not giving up Andrew Pino. Like, he wouldn't have made that move. If Soto's on the Phillies, what do they do last year?
They beat the Mets. You know? Yeah, they probably would. So I think, John, you're onto something. The trade deadlines with Dombrowski since he got here have been very underwhelming. I mean, he overpaid for Marsh, you know, back in 2022, and, you know, that helped in the moment, but obviously we wish we didn't do that now. And then the last 2 years, it's been brutal. I mean, they got, what was the guy's name, Kyle? Rodolfo Castro? Was that the guy they got?
Yeah.
And he never played in the big leagues.
And he supposedly mashed, was it lefties? Or?
Yeah, for the Pirates. Mm. We did that in 23. Lorenzen. And then what was last year? Austin Hayes and Carlos Estevez.
Yep. Another great one.
Totally underwhelming deadlines.
Yeah, man, it's like, you know, you throw in, what's that Snoop Dogg gift? Who? You know, like who was that? that ain't a Juan Soto. That's not a risk-taking move. You know, Middleton, he's over here talking about spending stupid money all those years ago. Like, if you're going to make these moves, get Harper and Turner and these guys in here, Real Muto, like, you got to, like, keep doing that. Like, look at the Dodgers, man. They just won the World Series. They're deferring players' money.
Yep.
Like, they're not thinking outside the box.
Well, John, you mentioned the Dodgers. The Dodgers traded for Tommy Edman at the deadline last year. He won the NLCS MVP. I mean, they got a guy that helped them get to the World Series. I mean, we're getting, you know, Austin Hayes fell apart when he got here. Unfortunately, the guy got sick and he couldn't play. Yeah, I agree with you. John, you have a thought on the Milrow thing?
I do. I think he's going to be gone. I mean, I get what you guys are talking about, that you want to have kind of a guy to groom, and, you know, Jalen's the perfect guy to do that. And he's got all this talent and all that, this Milrow guy. But I just think where the Eagles are now, you just short up the offense, you know, the offensive line with the contracts, and, you know, Saquon Barkley's going to be here for a while. Like, why not add to the depth there? Like, you know, you just lost Becton. You lost a bunch of guys on the D-line. Like, that should be the focus. This draft is rich in defensive line talent, offensive line talent, and tight ends. And if Goddard goes, I mean, who knows? What if, like, Loveland falls to you at 32? Or maybe you can move up a little bit. You make that move? I just don't understand selecting a quarterback now just to maybe trade him in 2 years. I don't know.
I'll tell you why, John, real quick, is what do you think is the hardest position to get in the NFL? And the one that most teams need in order to be relevant?
100% is quarterback.
And so, with that being said, if you have an opportunity, even if you don't need one, to get one that you don't have to play right away, you don't have to play him right away, and allow him to be groomed so that whenever Jalen's done playing, you don't miss a beat, why not do that? If you've identified him as the guy.
I just don't think you're at that stage in Hurts' career where you need to make that move. I mean, you got to remember, we're in Philadelphia. This ain't like, I don't know, Seattle, mm-hmm. where, you know, you draft the QB, and then all of a sudden Hurts plays and has a bad stretch of games. They're going to be calling for this guy, and now all of a sudden you've got another problem.
John, I agree with – I'm more on your side on this part of it. Like, I think it would be a bigger thing than maybe Hugh does. Now, doesn't mean Jalen Hurts couldn't handle it, but I do think it'd be it'd be noisy.
Did the Green Bay Packers need a quarterback when they had Brett Favre? Did they need one?
Well, considering Favre played about five more years, no.
And that's – but they benefited tremendously from it. And if you want to stretch it, he might not be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but Jordan Love's a pretty darn good quarterback.
It was a smart pick by them, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's one of those things where I look at it like this. If you've identified somebody that might not be – like he might cost you a little bit more than you want to spend, but he's going to keep your franchise relevant for years to come, 10, 15 years to come, then why not? If you've identified him as that, say, generational talent or that guy that he has all the right intangibles, He just doesn't have the right, we've been using the word season, he doesn't have the right season.
Well, let's go back to Jalen Hurts, and then we'll let John give a guess. I mean, Jalen Hurts had talent, but there was something obviously off that he wasn't a first-round pick,
yes.
Right? Maybe he took too many sacks, maybe his throwing mechanics were, but you could work with him.
And he's done better than most of the quarterbacks that got drafted before
him. Well, Tua was ahead of him in his own draft class. All right, John, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I have no idea. I was listening. I don't even know.
All right, John, you got it. It's all right. That's
incorrect.
That's an L for you, but that's okay.
Well, I guess because people, you know, I guess it all depends on if you were a part of the lunch crowd.
Well, everyone has lunch.
Well, you know, packed lunch crowd.
A part of the lunch crowd?
Well, aren't we all part of the lunch crowd?
Well, some people don't pack a lunch.
Okay, fair.
I was a packed lunch guy. You a packed lunch guy?
Sometimes.
Well, I usually bought
it from the school.
Well, when I lived in Atlanta, I used to have meal prep. So I used to get the meal prep, so I used to have that. But I'm thinking about more like, I was thinking when you asked the question, I was thinking more like high school, not high school, middle school.
Yeah, when I was at school, I was a packed lunch kid.
Yeah.
More, once in a while I buy the stuff, but more of a packed lunch kid. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit more on the Phillies and, of course, the Milroe thing. What's bothering you the most right now with the Phillies? That if Milroe is there in the second, would you take him? I also want to hit this with the something our last caller said sparked something in my head about timing. Like that this is the wrong timing to take a quarterback. You have other needs. Because I just feel like if we follow that logic, there's something we'll reach the same point. I'll hit you with that next. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop board. A third clue for Hughes Clues. Coming up, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock as we get close to the 2025 NFL Draft. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and a little extra care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy? They'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 1, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, who the Eagles could take in the first round. Of course, we're discussing if in the second round, Jalen Milroe is their quarterback at Oklahoma, Alabama. Should the Eagles take him? We all agree on this show, yes. Now, would it be a big deal for Jalen Hurts? That's where there's some difference in the room. I don't think it'd be a small deal. I think Hurts can handle it because he's mentally tough enough for this. But yeah, it'd be a thing. I'm willing to do it, though, because I'm invested in keeping the quarterback room strong. One thing I wanted to hit, and then back to your phone calls, and we got a third clue for Hugh's Clues. Our last caller, Hugh, said, this isn't the right time. I would argue if you have a starting quarterback that you like, right? It's never the right time. So you just have to, if you think someone is worth it, you just got to do it and put them in the pipeline. Like, people said the same thing when they took Hurts and Wentz was here. It's not the right time. We're trying to build a team. Was it the right time for the Packers to take Jordan Love?
Mm-mm.
Aaron Rodgers had won back-to-back MVPs.
Yeah, he was, like, upper 30s.
So. I know, but if you have a good quarterback, can't you always argue it's never the right time? Right? Because you're trying to win with that quarterback. I get the point. They're older. The Packers quarterbacks were older. But I brought up Cam Newton earlier. The Panthers didn't prepare. Physically, he declined very fast. He was the MVP of the league. They didn't prepare, and then they went through what? They've been irrelevant for like 7 or 8 years now?
Yeah, that's the point that I'm making.
You don't want to ever get there.
And the one position, and I've always been told this, you got to have a quarterback. He doesn't have to be a Tom Brady, but you better have somebody that's serviceable, that understands, you know, the system that you're trying to implement, that can run the offense. If he's not Tom Brady, damn it, he better be close to Brock Purdy. You know, a guy that came in and ran the offense well in the short, like in that span.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to have. And if you don't have one of those, you're going to be one of those franchises that is going to be looking for a quarterback forever, i.e. the Cleveland Browns.
So I do think there's a line to this. Like, I wouldn't use a first round pick on a quarterback, right? To me, that's a, unless you think your quarterback's about to be done, that to me, that would be a waste of a resource because mm-hmm. that's a big pick, right? Like, I'm not advocating at number 32, let's say a quarterback. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the second round is, that's where we got Jalen Hurts. It's like sometimes you get players that kind of fall through the cracks for whatever reason, but they can play. Russell Wilson was a third round pick. Jalen Hurts, second round pick. Sometimes
and on top
they
of that,
fall through.
When they got Russell Wilson, who was it? Matt?
Flynn.
Flynn.
They just signed him, yeah.
They had just gave him a ton of bread. And I remember that vividly because I remember when they were like, oh my gosh, they got this guy, Russell Wilson, he can play. Mm-hmm. And he ended up playing. You can never, if you have an opportunity to get a quarterback that you've identified as the heir apparent, they are hard. Like, people don't realize how hard it is to find a quarterback. They are hard to find.
Yeah, I think what hits some people is no one wants to acknowledge that we don't know what the future of Jalen Hurts is. Like,
it's not about it's the future. You know, this is the thing, because I hear a lot of fans say this. It's not about the name on the back of the jersey. The name about the yeah, name on the front of the jersey.
It is, but people get attached to players.
And you know what? People were attached to Randall. People were attached to Fletcher Cox.
We're attached to all of them at points.
I mean, and that's okay. But you also have to be realistic in this situation. And see, this is where I start talking about people playing checkers, not chess. This is if they decide to get him, they've obviously identified him as a quarterback that could play in the next couple of years. He's not going to play 2 years from now, probably not even three, but 4 or 5 years down the line, yeah.
Well, and then if something ever happened to Hurts where he declined fast or got hurt, you might have something, and then you just go from there and you figure the whole thing out. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear Peter Schrager, now at ESPN. Listen to how he described Jalen Milroe. I heard this, and I was like, it feels like it's the Hurts thing all over again 5 years ago. Here's Schrager on Milroe.
Another GM I was talking to over the weekend, as I'm watching the Masters and just texting everybody and on calls about the draft, and he's like, I could easily see Milroe going late first. He's like, that's the kind of deal where you have a starter already. And then you put Milroe in for some subset packages, and then 2-3 years, who knows? Jalen Milroe is your guy, and he's been learning for a year, and of course he can run the ball. He ran a 4.3 40 at his pro day, and he's got an awesome arm, and he's a winner, and he's about it. Like, he is a great, great leader. The same conversation on Milroe is, well, he was benched against South Florida a year ago.
I mean, Kyle, if you just change some of the words around, like the South Florida compared to Georgia, like the benching, we could have doctored the audio and you would have thought it was from 5 years ago.
The leader thing. It's like, when I heard the clip, I'm like, this just sounds like Jalen Hurts.
It was deja vu. Yeah. It's so weird. Now, will he be there in the second round? I don't know. But if he is, I would take him. All right, let's hear from Milroe talking about the idea of the quarterbacks he tries to watch, because he's getting compared to Lamar and Hurts, which, you know, you'd think runners, right? You know, athletic quarterbacks. But obviously, you got to be a little more than that to succeed at a super high level, the way Hurts has developed and Lamar. Let's hear Milroe talk about the guys he watches.
Who's your idol quarterback right now in the NFL? Who do you watch that, you know, growing up and now?
So I don't necessarily have an idol, but I have a lot of quarterbacks that I'm inspired by watching them play. And so one thing that I've done this past offseason is watch the NFL tape. And so watching Burrow, watching Purdy, watching Geno Smith. And one thing that's unique about all of them, that they play on time, they have pocket integrity. The footwork in the pocket is so efficient. The body movement that they put themselves in to make every throw on the field.
Right.
Because it's going to be important. You know, it's going to be certain scenarios where perfect ball placement beats perfect coverage every time. And so just knowing where your hots are as well. So just watching that tape, just watching these great guys just be able to ball each and every Sunday. And so it's just inspiring, because that's where I want to, you know, be in the future.
Yeah.
He's going to be the player I'm most fascinated to see what he becomes. Just everything we've heard today and him talking and the story. Like, I think he's got a shot to be a good player.
Yeah, and he already is self-aware. I think it was pretty smart of him to watch Brock Purdy tape, because Brock Purdy came into the NFL, and whether you like it or not, had a pretty good showing his first year.
Of course he did. First two years.
You're talking about for what he was and how he came in there and how he picked up the offense the way that he did. And they catered it to him. See, that's the thing that I don't think people realize. That a lot of times, perfect example, you're talking about Bryce Young. Went to Carolina. They didn't know what to do with him. As a matter of fact, Frank Wright, there was reports that that's not the quarterback that he wanted.
Yeah, they wanted Stroud.
They wanted Stroud. But that's the quarterback they got, and it didn't work. To be in a position, people, where you can sit back and watch and learn, because the one thing that most young quarterbacks struggle with is the speed of the game and how quickly the windows close up in those throwing lanes. Mm-hmm. You know, because in college you might be playing against Alabama and the safety might not be that good, but the corners are good, but the safety's not good. So you might have a play where you can get him over the top if you get the ball out quick enough or whatever. You know, because you have the athleticism that, you know, at every position it might be a little different. But at this level, everybody's good. And the windows close up and they break on balls like that and stuff like that. So to be in a situation where you could practice against the ones and get better every day, then I would do that.
To me, insurance policies, you know, you never know when you need them till you need them. You want to have insurance just in case. 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh, before we go back to the phones here, we got a lot of callers who want to try to win this prize and talk to us about Milroe and the Eagles and, of course, this Phillies team, which lost to the Mets last night. Can you give everyone a third clue? Because it's 12:30 and you don't have a winner yet.
Yeah. The third clue is this one, people. I ain't worried about that. I like the way you said it. Like, I'm concerned about the timing. But this one, it would be eligible for Peanut Butter Week.
All right, so it's a popular snack. Could have been found at some point.
Somebody going to get the next one.
In Kyle's lunchbox back in the day. And this would be... Now, is this the first annual or second annual Peanut Butter Week?
Oh, the first. We've never done it before.
Semi-annual first? Yeah, it's something like that.
Ooh.
I can't wait for Peanut Butter Week 3.0, which is probably coming pretty soon.
The two fingers I used are very sticky.
Yeah, that one hurts. All right, Matt in West Deptford. What's up, Matt?
Yo, Joe, what's up, you?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
My bad for earlier, man. I stepped out of the truck. But, yeah, listen, Hugh, real quick, we need to bring little Harper up for the Phillies, man. He can hit that ball.
Hey, man, listen. Harper, all right. Like, I think it's fact, because, you know, I never played baseball, right? But the first thing that I noticed when he's playing is his swing.
He's got a little Prince Fielder to him. He drops that back shoulder.
And I'm like, no, he's I don't know what to do with that though yet, Joe. I don't know. Hey, Matt, I don't know what to do with it yet. But we're gonna wait and see. We're gonna slow play it a little bit. Because I don't know what to do, but he has a pretty swing.
I need him in the Phillies lineup by the end of the season is what I need.
Yeah, definitely a pretty swing. But listen, yeah, this team's a joke. I mean, they can barely hit the ball. When they wait eight innings to hit the ball, right? Our bullpen is atrocious. They bring in – he loves to bring in Ruiz. Ruiz, he stinks. I can't even think. Romano, he stinks. You go look at Carlos Estevez right now, right? The dude that we had last year that got hit around a lot. You know what I'm saying? They would barrel his ball. They would hit him. But you go look at his stats right now with the Royals. It's unbelievable.
Well, and then look at Hoffman. Hoffman has done, it looks like an all-star for the Blue Jays.
Is that true? I was going to just say him. But, yes, exactly. We got players. All we can really count on is Alvarado. I mean, hopefully he's not wild. And Strom, but other than that, this pen is a joke, and it's just sickening that this team right now, the Mets, they sort of own us.
I know. It's so annoying. It's annoying that it feels like every time they play, the Mets are going to beat them. It's annoying.
And I just looked at the standings. I mean, I remember when we were 5-1, we were talking about the Braves 6 games out.
Yep.
I mean, yo, we're 3 games out right now. I mean, something has to give. Hopefully Sanchez deals. Hopefully we can hit the ball. Hopefully we win. But Sanchez is 4-0 after Nola, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you would think he's due for a loss, right? A doof to get hit around. Hopefully not. But can you just imagine they beat us again tonight with our show card? He's been our ace this year, Sanchez, hands down.
They're looking pretty good for us with Sanchez on the mound tonight.
Yeah, well, we need a win. I mean, if they lose tonight and drop the series, it's a concern. And look, I think the NL East isn't a lock to have multiple teams in the postseason with what's going on in the West. So these are important games. Matt, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I mean, I just started listening again. I would say, I don't know, like peanut butter crackers.
Peanut butter crackers is a good guess.
I thought
not
you
it.
Were, dog. You were close.
It is a good guess. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Christy in Bluebell has an idea for the Phillies offense. What's up, Christy?
Well, I watched quite a few games where they were playing beautiful small ball. All of them were hitting in the gap, opposite field. And then when there's a tiny bit of pressure on them, you can just see it's like a switch. And they're trying to go yard every time.
Well, it's like the playoffs last year, Christy. I mean, I agree with you.
And the year before. Yep. Like, it's always like that. That's why I was telling the producer, they need like a team shrink. Because they get in their head, and it is. It's like they put so much pressure on themselves that they're the reason they fail.
Well, especially those last two at-bats, because they kind of had Diaz on the ropes last night. He gave up the home run. It was 5-4. They had some momentum, and then Trey and Harper went up there and did not have good at-bats. You felt like they were trying too hard there.
Right. They do. They just do. When there's just a little bit of pressure, they fall apart.
Yep.
I do have to say something on the quarterback thing.
Yeah, what do you think about the Milrow idea and the idea of taking a quarterback in the second round?
The best thing that you guys could do is have a backup plan. I'm not an Eagles fan. I'm a Broncos fan. And that tells you everything. We have had 25 quarterbacks since Peyton Manning.
It does feel like it's been a lot. And until last year, none of them were any good. I mean, that's the problem.
And that's the thing.
And we were irrelevant.
25 quarterbacks,
since
yeah.
Then.
Well, they were. I mean, I think it was the first time you guys made the playoffs in like 7 or 8 years. Christy, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
I would say uncrestable.
Well, you would win. You'd be the winner.
Yes! Oh, my God!
You got it, Christy.
I didn't want to say this, but I was like, I bet you somebody that's going to call up is going to be a woman.
Yeah?
Because when you said it, they automatically knew because they probably packed them. Guys don't think about stuff like that.
Well, actually, my first guess was Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Oh, but then
that was somebody
not
else
eligible for
that.
Peanut Butter Week. That's a good way to use the clues.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, the Peanut Butter Week changed my mind.
Christy, good job. You won a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 Octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Yes, Uncrustables.
They made an appearance last night.
That's what got our minds rolling this morning. Yes, it was Castellanos in the dugout.
Yeah.
What do we think about that, by the way?
They've become
eating Uncrustables.
Eating Uncrustable in the dugout.
That's a go-to snack, though, for a lot of people.
I think I read an article during the playoffs. The Eagles have them at halftime. Devontae, it's like a halftime snack for Devontae.
And I know when I was in Atlanta, the Falcons on the road trip home, they have them. They have them there going and coming back.
So this is how you know Uncrustables have gotten really popular. Like my daughter loves them. Right, kids like them. Professional teams are eating them at halftime in the dugout. That's new.
Well, it's the protein and the energy boost.
It's like a quick little snack.
Yeah, it's like people that are diabetic. It's almost like if you eat that, if you're low sugar, get you sugar boost.
Or maybe all the Phillies and Eagles are listening to Peanut Butter Week and we're inspired.
That's right.
That's a possibility.
Why wouldn't they be listening?
Yeah.
When was the last time you guys had an Uncrustable?
I'm not a fan.
No, I'm not really either.
I'm
not a PB&J guy.
I like peanut butter and jelly,
but I like the ones that I make.
Yeah, I mean, homemade is always better, but sometimes you're in a pinch.
Well, because it's like...
They have them out there, in the little thing out there.
No, they don't put enough peanut butter in them for me, or jelly.
See, I like the strawberry ones more than the grape. But yeah.
that's our guy.
Who else would this be?
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Oh, that's smacking.
Well, it's peanut butter week.
Yeah,
also,
I just want to point out to all the people in the YouTube chat who are upset that they weren't able to win the prize, you can't just guess it in the YouTube chat and win the prize. That's not how this works.
They were guessing it in the chat.
Yeah. People take guesses out of the lot, but they were like, I'm so mad that they wouldn't. I said it twice. I'm like, I don't care.
Well, here's what you can do. We appreciate you listening or watching, however you do. You can pick up your phone while you're watching.
You're giving out the number.
Yeah, you call.
Call in, talk some Phillies or Eagles, and then you can get your answer if you're so confident in it.
Well, especially if you have it. I mean, you got to kick yourself after
throw
that.
Throw a pair of stones. Just call up.
Make a phone call. Well, we're happy that our winner today, Christy, got it. Congratulations. Uncrustables. Yes, Castellanos. So do we think that's what's in the fridge? Because you see the Phillies... You notice this last week, Hugh? They covered up the fridge. Remember that?
Because you were complaining about it.
Not because of me.
Chilly,
I'm wondering what
you know. You move the meter. You move the meter when it comes to things.
I'm wondering what they're hiding in there. That's the question.
Uncrustables? What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
no. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Kid, want me to tell you what happened?
Well, if you just have water and Gatorade, what's the point of putting a thing over it so no one can see?
What happened was you complained, and people they heard you complaining.
We don't need fridges and dugouts.
They heard you complain. That's what I'm saying. They heard you complain.
But it's still there.
But they heard you complain.
Okay.
And so I guess they didn't want to take them out, so they just covered them up. Because there's like, you know, that dang Joe Giglio in that Midday show. He's always complaining about something.
Always.
Or starting rumors.
Stirring the pot.
Because so you know
on.
You started this whole Jalen Miller rumor.
That's right.
You know you started.
Yeah, I think I did start with this one. This one might be on me.
Yeah,
I don't think the AJ one's on me as much. But hold on. I complain about everything. The one time they listen, it's about Uncrustables.
No, they're listening all the time. You didn't know?
But they're not moving the needle on other things.
Yeah, but that
I want better players. I want different players in here, especially in this bullpen. I haven't got what I want there. All right, 215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up next on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Can you keep your hands out of Hugh's cookie jar? Because you want something you ain't supposed to be on out here talking about.
What are you talking about?
Quarterbacks. Yeah, the Packers did it twice with 30-something-year-old dudes. I got the Mormon missile. I'm not worried about backup quarterback. Y'all
Mormon,
need to stop disrespecting
the
Tanner missile. Time.
Tanner McKee.
What I need y'all to do.
I did
stop
not know he was Mormon.
Oh, he's the Mormon missile, yeah.
Disrespecting the Mormon missile. You disrespecting my man, 6'28". You know what I mean? See, over that gigantic.
Black Gritty just wants to know. He wants some defensive player. He just wants some
I know is Shady McCoy told me I need to start him in the Super Bowl over Jalen Hurts after half a start last year. So don't be talking about no quarterback. Is defense a luxury,
the
Joe?
The Mormon missile.
Defense is not a luxury. We'll use our
then
first pick. We'll use our first pick.
See,
first pick.
I got 32 people
fault.
To replace on defense. DJ go. Oh, Sweats go. I need defense. And everybody keeps – it's so funny. Jalen Hurts isn't the top five quarterback, but everybody wants a Jalen Hurts equivalent replacement backup. And I think he might be a pretty good quarterback. You know why? Because he's not going to go to one of these trash panda teams in the first 10 picks. He's going to get to go somewhere where he can sit down on the bench and learn. And it's not going to be here because I got Tanner time. Now let's move on to baseball. Bryce, thank you for choosing me, but what are you doing, baby? Why are you swinging like a seventh grader when the pressure comes on? You know what I mean? Can I get some nerve juice in that fridge? Like, first of all, I don't want to hate on billion-dollar people. What you need in that fridge? You need to be working on the field. You need to be sweating it out. You need to be focused on the game, not having a cheesesteak or a hoagie or whatever it is. Because you got on a Gatorade, you need. I watch basketball, football. Hugh, did y'all have a fridge in a football game, or y'all just get some Gatorade and tell your butt to get out?
Well,
there
it was like, yeah, you put the fridge over the Gatorade with the ice.
So the fridge is soft. I mean, it's soft.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm just saying, if you want to be swinging heavy, you need to touch the earth, Trey Turner. You don't deserve nothing that's on that fridge. You know, at my house, if you don't do your chores, you can't go in there and get no snacks. So I put a chain on the fridge and lock it down so these dudes can start hitting under pressure.
I put the chain on the fridge.
Why are you swinging in the dirt? The dude was getting rocked. Stop doing what he had to do. And I hate the fact that the Phillies keep doing this. And yeah, the teaser, you keep saying Nola's lost. Nola didn't get no help. That loss ain't on Nola. I know Nola's bad right now, but that wasn't on him. Can he get some help? Can he get some support? Can somebody with $300 million hit a Mammy Jammy ball? I can't stand it. And Hugh, you lucky that lady came through and got that clue. Because, man, again, you with these clues.
My clues be fine.
Defense is a luxury. Joe Giglio, stop eating these gummies and get yourself focused. We need defense, because that's how we won the Super Bowl. I thought that's how we won it. I thought Jalen Hurts didn't do nothing, so I don't need a quarterback.
No, I never said he didn't do anything. I said, you know, he didn't play great all season. That's what I said.
Phantom McKee about to get traded to New Orleans.
He played great in the Super Bowl. We know that.
During the draft.
Can we beat the Mets? Can we just beat the Mets? I hate the Mets. I'll talk to y'all.
You got it, Blake. I hate the Mets, too. And you know what? He's right. You're right. You said this earlier. Those at-bats, the last two by Turner and Harper, were a joke. I mean, they were a joke. I mean, I just need a better at-bat.
Was that hero ball? That was hero?
And what's frustrating about the hero ball last night for Bryce swinging at those is, isn't that why Schwarber's behind him in the lineup? Take the walk.
Protection.
Take the walk protection. And let Kyle swing.
You know,
what are we doing?
You know what? You know who I sadly thought of when Harper struck out?
Who?
One of our callers.
Which
one? Guess?
Who?
Someone that's on Harper all the time?
Yeah.
Oh. Jay
from West Philly.
Yeah. I try not to think of him after work hours because I need to keep my stress
level
down.
He was rent free in my head.
Yeah, he got that. Well, now I'm thinking of it. Now if he strikes out three times tonight, I'm going to be on that as well. It was a bad at-bat. I mean, it was. Now, Bryce has been hot heading into this, so it's not like he's been a slump. I mean, he's hit like, four home runs in the homestand, including a bomb on Friday against the Marlins. So he's been on a good run. And, you know, I can't say anything else besides Bryce has hit well lately. But that was a bad at-bat in a big moment where they do have that closer on the ropes. There's a lot of parts here that's frustrating right now with the Phillies, because it's not a day or two or three. They're 8-9 in their last 17. Since the Rockies left here, the Phillies were 5-1. They swept the Rockies, second series of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They're 8-9. I mean, that's the bottom line. It's been up, down, up, down. They haven't even played many great teams in this stretch.
Yeah, it ain't been as consistent as we would like it to be.
No, and I need a win tonight because the Mets thing is driving me crazy. They cannot beat this Mets team and haven't been able to for a while here. 215-592-9494. All right. Hugh's going to offer some advice to a friend later on the show. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll get to you people at about 1:45, see what everyone's saying, including those apparently who guessed Hugh's clues but didn't call in. Do you feel good that someone got it before the 1 o'clock hour?
No. I mean, I feel all right regardless.
No, don't lie.
If they'd waited until 1:55,
no.
I'd have still been feeling good.
No.
I get some great clues, man. I don't care what nobody say.
People say you don't. I mean,
I know. They can say what they want to say. Let's stay late parlay over here.
Nobody can talk themselves into something quite
I
like
know.
You, Douglas.
Nobody cares about the 8-leg parlay. Nobody.
It fits the narrative.
Not a
it
damn
fits
soul.
The narrative.
It has nothing to do with your clues. All right. Plus, we got a daily mock at 1 o'clock. Just a few more of those to go. We're off the rails now. All right, Jalen Milroe, if he's there on the board in the second, should the Eagles take him? Would it be a big deal for Jalen? And the most frustrating part with the Phillies, what is it for you last net right now? Daily mock at 1 coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.